Part 5. Signaling. A hand and arm or directional signal of intention to turn or move a vehicle right or left must be given continuously during the last 100 feet traveled by the vehicle before turning. As a safety precaution, the signal may be given from a greater distance when warranted by traffic conditions or the higher speeds of your vehicle. Never stop or suddenly decrease the speed of your vehicle without signaling your intentions for the benefit of the other drivers. Be sure turn signals are clean and free from dust, dirt, ice, or snow. Use hand signals when the sun is shining brightly or when a line of cars following you could obscure your turn signal light. Be sure that all turn signal lights are clean and free from dust, dirt, ice, or snow. Alaska law requires you to cancel your directional signal light after you use it. Your unintended signal still means you are turning to the other drivers. You might tempt another driver to turn or drive across in front of you. Failure to signal is dangerous and inconsiderate. Your signal alerts other drivers to your actions. Bicyclists are also required to use hand signals to signal a turn. Towing. When towing triples per 13 AACO 4.205, E, no person may operate a motor vehicle on the roadway towing more than one vehicle unless the towing vehicle weighs more than 15,000 pounds, has three or more axles, and is equipped with an air brake system for both the towing and towed vehicles. Left turn. 1. Get into proper lane well ahead of turn. 2. Signal intention to turn for at least 100 feet. 3. Yield to all oncoming vehicles. 4. Yield to pedestrians. 5. Turn into proper lane. 6. Don't loop or cut corners. 1. Watch traffic light cycle. 2. Wait for oncoming vehicles before entering the intersection. Don't proceed past the center of intersection. 3. Keep front wheels straight while waiting. 4. Look out of left window for pedestrians and check turn path. Two-way street to one-way street. 1. Make proper two-way approach. 2. Signal intention to turn for at least 100 feet. 3. Yield to all traffic. 4. Do not turn before reaching the crosswalk. 5. Look out of left window for pedestrians and check turn path. 6. Turn sharply into first lane. One-way street to two-way street. 1. Make approach in the traffic lane furthermost to the left on one-way street. 2. Signal intention to turn for at least 100 feet. 3. Don't start turn at the crosswalk. 4. Drive into the intersection and then turn sharply into lane shown. Be alert for one-way street signs on traffic light posts and stop signs. Left turn, right turn. Left turn one-way street to one-way street. 1. Make approach in the traffic lane furthermost to the left of the street. 2. Signal intention to turn for at least 100 feet. 3. Look out of left window for pedestrians and check turn path. 4. Turn sharply into the first lane on the left side of the one-way street. Do not turn into the outer lane. Right turn two-way street to two-way street. Right turn two-way street to two-way street. 1. Signal intention to turn for at least 100 feet. 2. Get into proper lane well ahead of turn. 3. Look out of right side of windshield for pedestrians and check turn path. 4. Be alert for vehicles ahead that are turning right and may stop for pedestrians. Signaling for turns prevents rear-end collisions. Drivers waiting on side streets appreciate your turn signal. 3-point turn. Unless prohibited, you may use the 3-point turn to turn around on a narrow street. 1. Signal your intention to turn right. Pull over to the far right and stop. 2. Signal your intention to turn left. Check for traffic. 3. If traffic is clear, turn left crossing the street until your vehicle is pointing at the curb or left shoulder of the road. 4. Check again for traffic. Turn your wheels to the right as far as they will go. Back up to the opposite side of the street. 5. Stop. Check again for traffic. Drive forward to complete your turnaround maneuver. Be careful when making this turn. Watch for and yield to approaching traffic or pedestrians. For extra safety, you can always sound your horn before backing. Intersections. Two basic laws govern the approach to and movement through uncontrolled intersections. Control of vehicle. For approaching intersections, drivers shall have their vehicle under control. Drivers shall reduce their speed to a reasonable and proper rate when approaching and traversing an intersection. Uncontrolled intersections. When you are driving on a street or highway which is not protected with stop signs, yield signs or traffic lights, you are driving on an unprotected route and the intersections are uncontrolled. At such times you are required to slow down and have your vehicle under control at a cross street or a cross road. Approaching from the right does not excuse you from slowing down and having your vehicle under control. Right-of-way law. For going through an uncontrolled intersection. When two vehicles approach an uncontrolled intersection in such position and time that there is danger of collision, the driver of the vehicle on the left must yield to the driver of the vehicle on the right. If you are the driver approaching from the right, do not assume that you have the right-of-way. You have the right-of-way only when the other driver gives it to you, and only if another vehicle is not already within the intersection. Roundabouts. Roundabouts, sometimes called traffic circles, are circular intersections designed to promote safe and efficient traffic flow without necessarily stopping the flow of traffic. In a roundabout, vehicles travel counterclockwise around a raised center island where approaching traffic must yield to traffic in the circle. How to drive in a roundabout. Slow down as you approach the circle. Roundabouts are designed for speeds of about 15 to 20 miles per hour. Always enter to the right of the center island. Enter when there is a gap in traffic. Once inside, do not stop. Follow directions on signs or pavement markings about which lane to use. If there is more than one lane going in the same direction, make sure you know where you want to go and are in the proper lane before entering. Yield to any traffic already in the circle. If another vehicle arrives at the same time, yield to the vehicle if it is on your right. Yield to all pedestrians and bicyclists in the roundabout. You may exit at any street or continue around if you miss your exit. For more on roundabouts, visit http://.alaska.gov/studes/dcstraffic/roundabouts.shtml. Stops required. 1. Stop sign. Stop behind the crosswalk, at painted stop line or behind the intersecting highway shoulder line. Yield to traffic before entering. 2. Red flashing light. Stop, then proceed when the way is clear and it is safe to do so. 3. Railroad crossing gate or flag person. Stop until crossing gates are raised or until flag person discontinues signal. 4. Red light. Stop when traffic signal facing you is red. 5. Yield right-of-way sign. Yield and stop if necessary for traffic approaching an intersection or for a pedestrian. 6. Entering highway. Stop and yield to traffic when entering highway from driveway, building, or alley. 7. School bus. Stop when red flashing lights are in operation and stop arm is extended. Drivers meeting and following bus must stop. 8. Uncontrolled intersection. Stop when signals are not working. Passing safely. It is equally important to know when not to pass as well as when to pass. Collisions resulting from improper passing are often fatal since the impact force is great in this type of collision. The decision as to whether or not to pass another vehicle is determined by the judgment and attitude of the driver. Be patient. Passing is not a game. Learn the following passing rules well and practice them each time you consider passing another vehicle. 1. Stay well back from vehicle ahead for better sight distance. Check rear vision mirror. Signal left turn to left lane. 2. Check well ahead for no passing zone and oncoming vehicles. Do not swing out across center line for a look. 3. Sound your horn to warn the driver ahead of your intention to pass. 4. Pass on left at a safe distance and do not return to right lane until safely clear of overtaken vehicle. 5. Signal right turn to return to right lane. Be sure to cancel signal light. Do not pass. 1. On the right shoulder of the highway. 2. On approaching a hill or curve where there is not sufficient clear view ahead. 3. Unless the pass can be completed without interfering with the safety of oncoming vehicles and before solid yellow line appears in your traffic lane. When being passed, it is unlawful to increase your speed. 4. If the solid yellow line is in your lane. 5. A school bus when its red flashing lights are operating, and the stop arm is extended. 6. When approaching within 100 feet of or when traversing an intersection or railroad crossing, or when approaching within 100 feet of a posted narrow bridge, viaduct, or tunnel. Center lanes are reserved for left turns only. You may not use a center lane for passing. The end of a no-passing zone does not mean it is safe to pass. It means there is increased visibility ahead.